code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Prepared Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix, and as I mentioned already, the news really is handed out by the bucketload for us all to Google ads or Google ads, and really it's not meant to make much sense to you. It's meant to get reactions to you, emotional reactions, and also to advertise, because you're always the consumer in a media age, basically, electronic especially. Marshall McLuhan talked a lot about this too, because he said that the very type of science that's used, the electronic media, would shape everything else around it, to draw it in like a black hole, and you'd find that you'd adapt to it and become it in a sense. So everything goes that way. It's kind of like when you get revolutionary music starting out to complain about things. And when it becomes mainstream, it doesn't have the punch anymore. It's used in ads and everything else. We saw that with punk rock and rap music and so on. It starts off with a lot of complaining and yelling and eventually becomes mainstream. And all things become mainstream because everything adapts eventually into a monetary system for profit. And I've gone through before some of the history of money, and commerce especially, and those that have managed money and commerce for centuries, who've always looked towards the future for their own survival, which is paramount to the whole philosophy. So naturally, if they try and always predict the future, they're better than predicting the future. It's best to control the future, and it came to that conclusion a long time ago. A long time ago. So, and they also noticed too, because they studied humanity, and they studied and saw that we do adapt into science. I've read the book before, The Impact And it didn't fade away, by the way. The fact for school didn't fade away. They simply morphed into something new, especially when they start to get criticism, when people, a few people generally to start with, catch on to what they're really all about. And so they morph into something else, always with nice sounding term, by the way, to throw you off what they're really up to. But they also groom people, often from childhood, by the way. They groom future leaders. We see, that with Common Purpose Organization in Britain, who deliberately choose school children, and they'll groom the certain ones that have the right abilities for the purpose, for an even deeper integrated Europe, a controlled society, and these ones are let loose in the future, and eventually you'll be voting for them when you're presented with them, and you won't know about their past or anything else. But not only them, people like Jack Attali, for instance, I mentioned him before as well, is a big player. I mean, he was given top positions in the French government at the age of 27, for instance. And obviously he'd been well groomed and trained for his particular role. He has things in common with the Frankfurt School, a lot in common, in fact, and you'll generally find it that way. He also has a lot in common with the old mercantile class, because he always brings the system of the past into the future that he predicts. He predicts it because he's part of a global system, and he sits in the biggest think tanks in the world and helps steer the world into the direction they want it to go. But when he puts out writings, it's a good idea to study them, because you'll get a lot of interesting information coming out of them. Some of it is futuristic and it's not far-fetched at all. Some of it's already here in its early phases. But he talks about them with enthusiasm because, after all, as I say, he's been groomed from childhood for this particular position. And he's got a big say at the United Nations and in the affairs of France itself. And this is an article for an example that he turns out. And he says, for a very long time, we've known the day would come when genomics would keep its promises. This required that computing technology advances were able to release the computing power needed to reduce drastically the cost of the genome sequencing in plants, animals, and humans. And lessons to be learned from the first cloning experiments of a living being and the introduction of genes from one species to another. It says the day has arrived and the most insane exploits, the dreams and the nightmares, are now achievable. There's a team of researchers from Argentina who'd already managed to clone a cow capable of producing insulin, has introduced simultaneously two human genes in the genome of a mammal cow, received two human genes controlling production of maternal milk in women. They will allow this cow's milk to contain lactoferrin and lysosin, it's called, two proteins very abundant in human milk and almost absent in cows, improving the assimilation of iron, the production of red blood cells, the development of teeth and some intestinal cells in children who will consume them. More importantly, the calves from this cow will have one chance in three to have the same modified genes. This is a priori. This means that to make a great progress, we criticize a technique that will improve children's health by improving the quality of milk they consume, or can we criticize it, he says. He's always used this for the betterment and for health and all that. That's the technique is always used. Yet many questions arise. Will the milk of such cows be considered safe? The cow that's cloned and genetically modified to a cow, or is she the beginning of a new species? Does she have a human dimension? Finally, will consuming her meat be cannibalistic? These questions are the most important of this innovation, apparently minor, part of a set of much larger mutations, which allows already and will allow even more tomorrow the insertion of human genes into animals, and then working on stem cells to make animal organs compatible with humans in order to have them transplanted. Further still, we will create new species, chimeras, capable of operating in difficult environments, radioactive, for example, or replace men in battle, and even supreme transgression to equip animals with a brain similar to the human brain. A little later in the meeting of computing science, genomics, and nanotechnology, and neurosciences will allow man to create other species, ultra-human, superhuman. He's all for this, you see, because he's been trained his whole life for it. This is a very old goal, you know, amongst a certain clique. Let us not hope to put a stop to it, unless some unlikely world police makes a shrine of the human genome, as it is already. A place will always be found to conduct these experiments, inexpensive, justifying them by the promise of curing rare diseases researchers, after getting rid of God, man will have gotten rid of himself. As I say, that's a very old, old goal, actually, for those who play gods and who actually believe, if you really understand what God means, they believe that they are gods. And Jack Satali is one of these characters that, one of the few, actually, that come out into the public realm and take public positions, high positions. One of the few who actually do this, but he does give you the future, and he's written lots and lots of books about the future, your future, and how you'll even react as you go through the changes. How does he know this? Well, you see, he gets access to thousands of think tanks, informations and studies on all of us. He also has access to archives that people can't get into of the histories of humans in the past. Real archives. Big archives, and also real archives of real history, not the rubbish that they turn out for us to follow. Understand that reality is always bent for us to accept according to the system we're presently in, or where they want to take you by those who already own the world via money, cash, commerce, and everything else. There's no such thing as giving an honest reality to the general public. Doesn't exist, never will exist, actually. But he's all for this chimeras and all kinds of transhumanism, but the chimeras of animals and humans all mixed together for special purposes. An old idea goes back to, as I say, Plato, who talked about it in the Republic, breeding people for specific purposes and tasks. And science has been into this goal for a long time. Science doesn't go willy-nilly across the board, and all it sees about this old deal to that. You only do as a scientist what your grant giver tells you to do. Because the boys at the top, and the big foundations especially, that are fronts for the international bankers, by the way, they're the ones who dish out the big grants and tell them what they want. They don't say, here, take all this cash and see what you come up with in any field at all. They tell them, we want to know about this field. We'll put all this cash into it. Now it's all your job to find out how all this works and what we can do with it. So science is guided. That's the whole point of science, is guided into a system. And number one is always military, because those who own the commercial systems of the world also own the militaries, and they always have used militaries and needed militaries for their type of domination right up to the present time and into the future, by the way, because Atali does go on into the future as to where it's all supposed to go. And you will react to it all. And earlier, some of you are already reacting because you're awake to something being strange and odd about the rapidity of change and the direction of change and how all media seems to be on board with the same changes at the same time, even sometimes pushing the fun aspect of it all. And even with the most awful things you read in some rotten newspapers, you know, the tabloid types, are presented in a funny way. You see, it's all a trivial way and ha-ha. And that's a standard technique as well, to throw your balance. The average person's balance, you can read something serious and it's put in a trivial kind of ha-ha way. But that idea sticks in your head, predictive programming. Back with more after the break.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife, walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Wagenberg, cutting you through the matrix, talking about the system that people take for granted because it's simply here, all around us, it's all pervasive, and you think it's all quite natural. It never dawns on you that what I'm talking about here, about the future, is really done by the same guys who gave you the present and everything you take for granted in the present, including the cultural changes that most have adapted to. Just with themselves, you understand, at the top, because he actually mentions in some of his books that there are world masters, by the way, for those who don't know that. And he's also written quite a few books, 50 actually, all together. And this article here is from A Brief History of the Future. And as I say, he sits in all the top think tanks, the ones who plan the future, and the wars, and the crashes. He even has on his own website that the European, what I've said for years, that the Europe is always crashing in the European Union countries. Will give more power to the European Central Bank, the private bank that was put in to take care of all. And, of course, he said, too, that the crisis will make them amalgamate more and more and give up sovereignty, which is a whole, he thinks it's all so wonderful. But anyway, in the book Brief History of the Future, he talks about the object as substitute for the state, from hyper-surveillance to self-surveillance. Now, it's also called self-policing, by the way, for those who also read a lot of books in sociology. But he says the markets will progressively find new sources of profitability and activities that are today exercised by the public services, and such as education, health, environment, and sovereignty. Private enterprises will seek first to commercialize these services, then replace them with mass-produced consumer objects, dovetailing perfectly with the dynamic of technical progress at work since the beginning of the mercantile order. First, it will seek and find new means of accurate accumulating more and more energy and information in increasingly reduced spaces. And he goes on to all the wonders that will come to do with privatizing water and everything else and so on. Things are already happening across the world, so there's no big deal in what he's disclosing there. But he says these technologies will radically transform the way in which current objects are produced. It'll allow the consumption of much less energy per unit produced, better management of drinking water, urban waste, and polluting emissions. It'll improve the characteristic of food products, clothing, housing, vehicles. I always tell you, he's like a salesman, too, because remember, too, he comes from the mercantile order, from a very old family. Other nomadic objects, such as lenses, glasses, and prosthesis of different kinds, will miniaturize the means of information, entertainment, communication, and transport, leading to a massive rise in nomadic ubiquity. The single nomadic object will be integrated one way or another into the body. It will serve as a sensor and a controller and a controller, right? These adaptive plastic materials, reusable and recyclable, will allow the transformation of clothing and into linked pneumatic objects. That's already happening with the micro sensors and so on. Other plastic materials will become throwaway screens, allowing for the creation of wall pictures in public places, and so on and so on. This will turn our way of lighting, building, reading, and living on its head. Personalized robots will help the sick and then the healthy in their daily lives. It's interesting because, again, he's pushing all the positive things that they always push. There's really a nasty thing hiding behind it, because he was in later on in the book to talk about the fact that insurance companies will end up running the world, and they will alter your behavior and your the way you look at health and your how you consume food and everything else, and even penalize you as well if you don't go along with their standardization. So corporations always standardize everything, including you. So he says, self-steering cars and all the rest of it that are coming in. And he says, around 2040, the essential will begin. This is the essential. It will cut massively into the cost of organizing market democracies, reestablishing the profitability of industry, gradually reducing the role of states to zero, that's countries, and destroying little by little the polycentric order. I think as the engines of growth, new objects will take over from automobiles, washing machines, and pneumatic objects. These will be surveillance objects, replacing many traditionally state-owned functions, and I shall call them the Watchers. Interesting, they've got masters of the world, and you've also got the Watchers, like the old biblical Watchers. Services such as education, health, and sovereignty will thus be slowly replaced. That's the whole intention of all this, as was the case with transport, domestic services, and communication, by mass-produced machines. This will once again open new markets for businesses and raise the profitability of the economy, since this will mean manipulation of services essential to social order, indeed the foundation stones of states and peoples. It will radically modify relations with the individual or collective imagination, with identity, life, sovereignty, knowledge, power, nation, culture, and geopolitics. Pretty well everything in there. And it says, and now we stand before the next most sweeping revolution awaiting us in the next half century. These Watchers will not spring forth ready-made from the imagination of crazed researchers or technicians touched by the hand of God. They will be responding to the financial imperatives of the mercantile order. He's always under the mercantile order, always on the lookout for new ways to reduce the time needed to produce existing objects, to raise network capabilities, reduce collective expenses, enhance the use of time, and transform desires and needs into commercial wealth. Remember, Bernays, again a member of the same organization, actually, talked about how they transform your desires, unconscious desires, into, and they tell you the product is substitutes for them. This guy's had his ground training in the same organization, you see. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuft shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuft shelter and accessories included at TurtleTuftShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleTuftShelters.com. Turtle Tuft Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Walker, back cutting into the matrix, talking about Jack Batali and the futurists and so on, and how the world is already planned to take place. And a trick I've noticed over reading a lot of books over a long period of time is they'll give you these things like far off in the future, and you know, because it puts you off and thinks, I can relax right now, it's not going to happen until 2050. But reality is already starting, you see. And it will be here completely long before 2050. That's a little trick that they use. But it says that the process, they call it the process, the real process, will go through stages, it says, which I shall call hyper-surveillance and self-surveillance. When the law of the market starts to prevail over that of democracies, public services such as education, healthcare, security, and injustice and sovereignty will begin to face competition from private enterprise. Well, that's already happening. You see, this is itself off whole sections of government and what government used to take care of, the private interests. And then begin to face competition from private enterprise. Governments will. States will be, as nation states, will expect to treat chains of foreign hospitals as public hospitals and affiliates of foreign private universities as national universities. Private security, police, and information will compete with national police forces and surveillance of movement and data. That's already happening with all the, as they bring more and more privatized ones into the surveillance movement on behalf of government. And it is on behalf of insurance and commercial companies. And that's what's really behind it. These will want to know everything about their employees, clients, suppliers, competitors, and risks. They also want to protect their assets, material, financial, and intellectual against a range of threats. This transfer to the private sector will gradually reduce public spending and help save on scarce resources. We're always on about scarce resources, even though so much of what you're using today is recycled over and over from metal to plastic. But it's good for profit, isn't it? All of the scarce. As we've already seen, we'll become part and parcel of the host of services, making it possible to track objects and people. Nomadic ubiquity opens itself to, and that's also the same as the smart cities, you know, and everything's interfaced with it, everything else, all the objects. Nomadic ubiquity opens itself to hyper-surveillance when whoever is connected leaves traces of his passage. Private services will then manage social rights managed by private services and the administrative services. We will be in a position, now he's back to we again, to receive an administrative document or an allotment by paying more. This is already the case with Great Britain. In many places, the state is henceforth relieved of the burden of countless decisions. other way is to touch on it too. He also goes into the fact, as I say, that insurance companies will run your whole way of life, by the way. And also that if you think you're getting a deal in the States when they bring in privatized, well, not supposed to be health care for all, it's under a particular insurance company, they'll start to dictate to you how to live because they want big profit. It's a for-profit organization. To put it in different terms, in exchange for a tax cut that will above all benefit the wealthiest and penalize the poorest, we shall henceforth have to pay for public services. And since these competing private enterprises will have to spend considerable sums to attract clients, which a public service doesn't have to do, the service's final cost for the client will rise accordingly. It's interesting right now, I mean, Britain's National Health Service is now cutting back on everything, even cataracts for the elderly and so on, because you see, they see you as kind of valueless. You can't pay massive taxes when you were working, and they do pay massive taxes in Britain. And so you're just a consumer now, and so you're at the bottom of the heap for health care. And it's just too bad, so sad, and that's it. And he's agreeing with all of this here, of course. And he says, to put it in different terms, in exchange for a tax cut that will above all benefit the wealthiest and so on. And then he says, users, private individuals or businesses will become consumers. Now, you are already a consumer. You don't realize that you're a consumer in a whole facet of ways, massive facet of ways. And media, getting back to media itself, has built into it consumerism. It runs on consumerism. They don't give you all the trivia and the rubbish and so on to entertain you or get you to go ooh and ah. They do it to sell advertising. And any business that starts off to oppose it, in fact, to oppose what's happening, ends up in the same boat. They're going after profit and bigger profit and bigger profit until they become the very thing they were fighting in the first place. Just like, as I say, the music itself, when it's revolutionary, ends up becoming used by the mass market, then that revolution's over. You get absorbed into it. And it says, and it can even happen with everything that you're fighting, even patriotism. I mean, you end up being the very thing that you think you're fighting, and you'll use more international techniques and technology and everything else to be profitable. And it says here, and so you become consumers obliged to pay directly for their services. These insurance companies will demand not only that their clients pay their premiums to insure themselves against sickness, joblessness, death, theft, fire, insecurity, but also verify that their clients conform to normals. See, I'll also have the new normals. You're given new normals all the time by those at the top. No, it's not your choice. You think it is, but you're given it's really new normals to choose from. This or that, that is bad. It's Pavlovian. Take this, which is right, and this is bad. You're trained all the time. So it's a new normal to minimize the risk that they will be called on to cover. So insurance companies are there for big profit, right? They will gradually come to dictate planetary normals. What to eat, for instance, and what to know. Ever thought about that? What you're supposed to know? Have you? It's interesting when you go and meet people who work for government, bureaucrats and so on, and all they do is they stand at little wine parties and like standing party, and they chit-chat about books, the latest books or that are the best books to buy, and they're this month's pick of the book club and so on. And that's what they do. So-and-so said this, what do you think? Now, they're always quoting other people, but they have nothing to say for themselves. But they think they know it all because they can quote these other people saying things that they themselves should have come to conclusions in the first place by themselves. Or how to drive, how to protect oneself, how to consume, how to produce. They will penalize smokers, it's already happening, drinkers, the obese, that's a big push even in the United Nations. World Health Organization has got a big campaign against the obese, and they've even gone so far as to allow articles come out calling them fatsoes and all the rest of it in the newspapers, just to shame them into slimming. And also the unemployable, the inadequately protected, the aggressive, the careless, the clumsy, the absent-minded, and the spendthrift. In other words, everything that you do is going to be monitored, and you're going to get prompted and then told what to do if you don't accept the prompt, you see. It says, by the way, I mean, the computer systems now today are prompting you all the time on what you should be looking at. And here's what others are looking at, you see. you don't think as an individual. You're more in, well, if they're all looking at it, it must be good. That's the biggest con in the world. But most people go along with it. Whether it's fashion, dress, whatever else, everybody else is doing it, I must do it too. And know that if they ask me a question about it and I don't know, I'll be the odd one out. You understand how you're understood perfectly, perfectly well by the big boys at the top. And it says here, ignorance, exposure to risks, wasting and vulnerability. Vulnerability will be considered diseases. Do you understand that? Ignorance. You see, you have to be politically correct and everything, and you can't say I was ignorant of that. And exposure to risks, wasting and vulnerability will be considered diseases. Remember, I mentioned before the eugenics boys, and he definitely is part of it too. Also, said that people had poverty genes. You know, that was become more and more into the news. We think we've found the poverty gene. They've already come out with lots of things now that they think are genes for this and that and the other. They think. That's a good reason to abort you. We think it may. It's possible. Anyway, other businesses will also have to comply with normals in order to avoid industrial disasters, work accidents, or external aggression, and even the wastage of real resources. In a certain way, all businesses will thus be forced to take account of the general interest in making their decisions. Some will even make their citizenship a dimension of their image and their competence. The rise of risks linked to aging, to urban growth, to disasters triggered by ecological disturbances, and to terrorist attacks. We have terrorism from now on forever, you understand. Get used to it. It's to be forever. It's the greatest technique for pushing all of this through quickly, and surveillance and everything else, and self-monitoring as well. We'll gradually raise the share of these insurance premiums in the national revenue at the same time as the share of obligatory tax and social security contributions will go down. Businesses will have at once to respond to the norms imposed on them by the insurance companies, and in their turn require their collaborators, a part of whose contribution they will pay, to comply with other normals. This compliance will imply monitoring one's health, knowledge, vigilance, and property, being thrifty with rare resources, keeping an eye on one's health, training and protecting oneself, and more generally, staying in shape. You know, if you're exercising, will become socially necessary behaviors. For the insurance companies to see something to do with your health, boys, worrying about you, has to do with the big boys who profit off you. And they'll make sure they get a bigger profit by keeping you in shape. For the insurance companies to pay off economically, everyone, a private, individual, or business, must therefore agree that a third party verifying this conformity with the normals. For this, everyone must agree to be monitored. For this, the harder thinking. For this, everyone must agree to be monitored. The era of Big Brother, earlier proclaimed but only partially implemented, will become the norm. And it is surveillance, this master word for the times ahead. First of all, a kind of hyper-surveillance will see the light of day. Technology will make it possible to know everything about the origins of products and movements of men, which will much later imply essential military applications. Sensors and miniature cameras installed in all public and eventually private places, in offices and in recreational areas, and finally on the nomadic objects themselves, will monitor all comings and goings. The phone already allows us to communicate and be tracked, for instance. Biometric techniques such as fingerprints, iris, shape of hands and face will allow for surveillance of travelers, workers, and consumers. So you can't do anything without surveillance and even through security checks. As I was telling you, you can do nothing without it. Countless analytical devices will make it possible to monitor the health of a body, a mind, right, or a product. Getting back to the insurance companies, they want to know all about you. What do you think Facebook and all these other social systems are for, to get all the information about you? It's all about that, nothing else. And you thought it was all because they're interested or curious? No. First of all, you've got to be predictable in a totalitarian system. They're more predictable for those who own you, the big boys, the top money, insurance companies, and all the rest of it. Understand? That's where it's all going to automatic object will be permanently traceable. All the data it contains, including images of everyone's daily life, will be stored and sold to specialist businesses and to public and private police. Individual data on health and competence will be updated by private databases that allow for predictive tests in view of preventative treatment. Prison, already a heavily financial burden to most nation states, will be gradually replaced by long-distance surveillance of a person under house arrest. It's already here, all of you. Nothing will be hidden anymore. That's not true, because he and his own class, you see, even now, are pretty well hidden. You find them. You find what they put out on Wikipedia. They can't find anything else. So now she passed a law years back to do with very important people, VIPs. See? Discretion, hitherto a condition of social life, will no longer have a reason for being. Everyone will know everything about everybody. Why should we can't know about the master, you see? Well, it's already here. And we shall evolve the direction of less guilt and more tolerance. Forgetfulness was yesterday tinged with remorse, but tomorrow transparency will encourage us to do without it. Curiosity is based on a culture of secrecy, and it will also disappear. To the dismay of scandal sheets, celebrity will go the same way. A little later, around 2050, the market will no longer be satisfied with organizing long-distance surveillance. Mass-produced objects will allow everyone to monitor his own compliance with the norm. So, everything that you purchase, the monitoring your compliance with the new social norms, work norms, all the norms that were given for you. And self-surveillance will appear. Machines will permit everyone, public or private, to monitor his own consumption of energy. Well, that's your smart meter, for instance. It's an example of this already here. Water, raw materials, and so forth. While other machines will offer self-surveillance of his or her savings and inheritance. These machines will also help save time for a living. Already the mirror, scales and thermometer, all alcohol tests, pregnancy tests, electrocardiograms and countless sensors are measuring parameters, comparing test results to the world. New technologies will arise to multiply these portable means of surveillance. Computers will be integrated into clothing by nanofibers, that's already here, and will miniaturize still further the body's self-monitors. Electronic bugs, worn subcutaneously under your skin, will ceaselessly register your heartbeat, blood pressure, and cholesterol. Microprocessors connected to various organs will watch their functioning as compared to the norms. Now, you see, you are stock. You're owned. You're owned. You're farmed, technically. And you're the first animal that will be allowed to monitor itself and say, okay, you've got too much cholesterol, but cut back on that, or the insurance company isn't going to be very happy, you'll get penalized. That's what he's talking about here. This is already planned and discussed at top meetings that Jack Satelli attends. Miniature cameras, electronic sensors, biomarkers, and nanomotors, and nanotubes, which are microscopic sensors that can be introduced into the pulmonary alveoli or the bloodstream, will give everyone the opportunity to measure permanently or periodically the parameters of his own body. On matters of education and information, you'll also see the appearance of self-surveillance instruments and software for monitoring compliance with the norms related to knowledge. You'll organize verification of the acquaintances. The nomadic ubiquity of information will become the permanent monitor for knowledge. You understand, too, they'll also want to know all your friends and what they're into. And if you start palling around with someone they don't like who isn't following the norms, then you'll get a warning. Total control, folks. But there's no hype about or yelling. That's all it is. Back with more after this break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? from GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Alan Waterford, cutting through the matrix, talking about this system that's already coming into play. A lot of it's already here in its early phases, and how it's all planned to go, and is planned to go this way by the masters of the world. But it says, Jack Satelli says, for a little longer, only doctors and teachers working together on production and testing of these self-surveillance devices will be authorized to use them. Then these objects will be miniaturized, simplified, manufactured, extremely low cost, and made available to all, despite the stern opposition of experts with whom they'll enter into competition. Surveillance will become nomadic and ubiquitous. It's all pervasive, in other words, you can't get away from it. Everyone will return with passion. Everyone will return with passion to these instruments. Think about it today. You've seen people sitting, waiting for something, and there's nothing to do. They just sit and stare at their mobile phone. They stare, nothing's happening. They stare to, just in case someone phones them or something. Everyone will return with passion to these instruments, fear of physical deterioration. And for a great con, that will be, if we've sort of made any hypochondriacs, and they're all going to get the latest and sort of measure their own bodily functions. In case something's wrong, just in case, you know. So ignorance, growing familiarity with pneumatic objects, mistrust of the medical and educational guilds, and faith in technological infallibility will open enormous markets for this variegated spectrum of devices, bent on establishing continual adjustments to the premiums on evaluation of the risks run by each of their clients. Insurance companies will urge them to participate in the markets. They will therefore insist their clients furnish proof that they use self-surveillance. That's everything, bodily monitoring, your energy consumption, that's everything. Practitioners will then find themselves a new niche for treating diseases that would not have been detected earlier, while teachers will become tutors to those singled out as refractory in the knowledge field. Now, tutors and teachers are awfully, awfully important right now because they're part of creating the new norms. That's why they're paid so much money. They must be prostitutes, basically, and push the new norms. Now, I've taught you teachers. save what you do and how you act and how you consume and everything else. And at the same time, individual freedom will have reached the mountain top, at least in imagination, by the use of new nomadic objects. And then I can see that will happen too. You can go virtually, you know, almost anywhere. Beyond the self-monitors will come, and are already coming, self-repairs, making it possible to correct mistakes detected by the self-monitors. One of the early forms of the self-repair will have been the makeup and beauty, fashion, fitness, and cosmetic surgery industries. The aging of the world will create greater need for them. It will begin with the integration of self-repair equipment into artificial systems such as machines, bridges, buildings, cars, household equipment, and nomadic objects. Then, microprocessors first built with organic materials and later from biomaterials will focus on repairing bodies. And if you can't afford it, folks, and you've been bad with the new normals and your premiums go up, well, you can't afford it, well, you'll just die. You see, no one will touch you. Beautiful future. He thinks so. He's one of the guys who helped plan it all. From Hamish and myself, Manchurian.